So nice, soft breath in. Eyes closed. Coming back into that place of heart awareness. Opening it up like a beautiful flower. And letting the petals just rest in your chest in a lovely position of gratitude and receptivity. The messages, the teachings, and the love that is shared from all of us in this family of light. Today and every day we have this opportunity to give and receive love, to learn a new program that brings compassion to our awareness so that we are the change on the planet that we've been waiting for.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. It's not that which is profound that needs to be heard, or many copy points of teaching that needs to be heard. It's the energy of this message. And the energy of the message will span many decades. And it's a difficult one to truly project to you in the fashion that I would like to. If you said, who is Cryon? There can be no answer. Any more than you could define who is love, or put skin and wings on an angel, which you attempt to do. Multidimensionality is not only timeless, it doesn't have a location, not really. It permeates the field, it's everywhere. You really don't have much trouble with this when you realize that humanity is used to it. How can God listen to everyone at the same time? And so in some ways, you're already there with concepts of the divine that are so different than the concepts that are linear. And yet even then, it's difficult for you to suspend that which is you in order to take on other concepts which are beyond you. So there is no answer to who is Cryon. It's an energy from the other side of the veil that is timely and timeless. It often will change its name and become others with the same message. And the message today is one that is energetic and it's conceptual. It's a difficult one, really, to project to you in its entirety. When you take a look, dear ones, at the truth that I would represent, you have names for it. Many would call it the esoteric truths of humanity. Others would call it metaphysics. Some would brand it the New Age. And the interesting thing about it is that there is no central core that represents all of it. There's no central book that you can go to and find out how it began, what it says truly, or what it represents. There are no rules. There is no central human being. There is no prophet you can consult. There is no one who ever really lived that you can go to and examine the writings of. Because of these attributes, many pay no attention to it. It's just far out thinking that seems to be spiritual in a way that is sometimes acceptable and sometimes not. And then there would be those who say, well, it's not a grounded system at all. And they would say, if you really want the rules, and if you really want to know the truth, it's got to come from a prophet, perhaps. And the books are there, and history is there. And humans would then be attracted to all of that. And I would like to say to you this. It is all appropriate for history. Consciousness for humanity has been this way. We have told you again and again that consciousness on a scale of 1 to 10 isn't even at 50%. The ability of a human being to find the actual core truths of the universe, of who you are and what is going on, has always been limited. Always. And that is something you have done to yourselves through history and free choice. You've always had free choice. And so in that state, how does one show you love? How can one show you concepts which are really beyond what you're ready for? And the answer is prophets. And they've come and they've gone on this planet and they've performed and they've loved humanity. They've lived and they've died in their own belief, and so many of them have been seen. And they've written books and there's been history, and they all show the incredible love of God. In that, there is no mistake and there's no right or wrong, because the love of God is at pure in any of those and can be as it is with you. It's inappropriate to tear anyone out of any spiritual system that features the love of God. And that is not why I exist or you. But there's a bigger story. A much bigger story that adds unto what the prophets have given you. Every prophet who walked this planet knew what I'm telling you now. And it's what human beings did to that information that you see today in spiritual systems. But these spiritual systems all carry a core of love. First channel I gave you in this room this weekend talked about the masters of the earth coming together and holding hands and saying love is love, and the doctrines that surround them are man-made. That if you ask what was the doctrine of the masters, each and every one, they would say the oneness of all things. The love of God permeates, does not judge, and forgives. That it's built to be commensurate with the magnificence of the consciousness of every human. That every single human being has a piece of a master inside. That's the design. Much of the information, way too elegant, way too soon. And you get to see the results of that. Even in these messages of love and mastery, humans have taken them, isolated them, and they've made others wrong because they didn't love correctly. Wars developed because you didn't do it right, or you didn't have the right master. That exemplifies the low energy and consciousness of humanity. That they would argue so much about the precious love of God that they would be willing to slaughter each other to be right. That, dear ones, is changing. There's something missing. Where is the core truth that all the masters would have given you had you given them a chance? Where is the core truth that the love of God is singular and oneness for all? Where is the core truth that says you don't really need another human being to worship in order to find that which is already inside you? The elegance of this message started early on this planet, and many saw it, accepted it, to this day believe it. But more than half the planet has no idea of the real core truth that inside every single human being, there's a piece of the Creator. The creation story, that story, the Adam and Eve story, is a wonderful allegory. It's a wonderful metaphor of truly what happened here. Number one, your evolution created you way too quickly by design to put you here to be ready for that story. That story in that Garden of Eden, which is a metaphor of the planet. Whereas it is told an angelic presence came and gave you duality, the knowledge of light and dark, an actual moment in this teaching where you went from animal to the beautiful creation of God within. And it didn't happen quickly, but it happened. That story is accurate. What is not accurate is it has the angel leaving and you're on your own. Instead, I will tell you this, that angelic presence that came down and gave you duality changed your DNA and stayed and taught you. Does it make sense that the God of creation would build a human being over millions of years, precious and perfect, with a consciousness ready to go, come down, give you duality, and slam the door? And the answer is no. That's not even spiritual logic. And yet that's what you're told. Then you're told, well, you're on your own and you better do it right, because if you don't, that same loving God will come and punish you forever if you do it wrong. That is man-made. It doesn't reflect the magnificence of love. It's not the mirror of the Creator. And so I ask it again, what's missing? Right where you're sitting right now, I want to take you back in time. Let's go back a few decades. It's a grassy hill, some dirt. And two people had a vision way before their time of a place of teaching, a place of purposeful teaching where nothing would be taught except the core truths as they knew them. Before this temple of wisdom ever occurred, it was in their mind's eye. The group of buildings that would then become a university, small as it might be, would be one of the only ones on the planet of its kind to concentrate on the core truth that could exist. And we told you where they got it. Way before their time, in their Akash, they remembered a time when it was taught on this planet by the angelic energy that brought it to you. And so it is that over the decades of time, you sit in the creation that they built, that their family has continued and that their relatives continue to this day. way before their time, they felt it coming, the shift. If you take a look at their generation, they had nothing but bad news. The future of the planet was doomed. Their generation, with the scriptures that they grew up with, said you wouldn't be here, and they broke ground anyway, way before their time. And then it began. Specific kinds of teaching, specific names, all to gather up the idea that there had to be a return of the magnificence of the core teaching on this planet. They're not the only ones, dear ones, and I could tell you around the globe, there are others. That's the plan at Auroville in India. That's the plan of so many others in other cultures who had the same teachers and way before their time started an institution with buildings that would eventually have what is missing, the return of the core, where those who are attracted to what they're feeling don't have to wander around and wonder how it works, or participate in unbalance of some who have no idea, they're just attracted to energy and they fly around. Instead of going to that which is the core, not of the rules, for us there are none except that of love one another and be one with all things, but what it feels like, how to get there, how to change your life, not to be evangelistic, but to hold light so that others would see it, and then it spreads by itself. The ability then to heal yourselves, others, to send light where it's needed. Core truth. How does it work? How does it begin? What do you do? And it's difficult to find the core anywhere, because you don't really know whether you're looking at something that is real or unreal, something that is made up or something that has been channeled, that is correct or incorrect, something that has integrity or non-integrity. You need a core. And humans need a building, often with teachers that they can feel are in integrity and honesty and represent that love, that central love that all of you have inside you, just begging to see it and recognize it in the teachers that say, here it is. This is the candle we want you to look at. This is where you came from. We want you to feel it inside and awaken to it and be part of it. It's time for a return to the core teaching. Way before their time, they built the building you're sitting in and called it the Temple of Wisdom. Now there's a Temple of Light and a Temple of Healing, and they all have one thing in common, because they were all thought of so long ago and now continuing to be developed and thought of for the future still. I tell you this because you're here. You can feel it. You can see it. It's not the only place. Returning to the core teaching is something my partner will participate in, for I gave it to him in the Lemurian teaching wheel. Even at this moment, he wonders what to do with it. And now he knows. It's part of the return of the teaching of that angelic force that one day gave humanity the duality and stayed and taught it. What was it they taught? It's here. If you want structure, it's here. If you want a linearity of study, it's here. It's also in the wheel. It's also around the planet. It's starting to return. So no longer do you have to, what they call, bop around from energy to energy and wonder what's up, who's right, who's wrong, how does it work? And have others look at you and say, you have no idea. Instead, it starts to shape up into a program, a process, a group of teachings that humans need, that becomes more linear than not and yet speaks of multidimensional things and centers around one thing, not a prophet, but the human being. Enabled, magnificent, with a growing consciousness that will change the planet. Just take a moment and celebrate those who had that vision before they had the children that are here, when they were young and fresh and filled with truth and manifested it perfectly. Now that's beautiful. So again, we celebrate and honor the place you're in, but then we tell you there's a greater purpose here. All over the planet, a return to the core teaching that makes sense. It doesn't float around. That's balanced and grounded in light. That's the message in this place, this day, in 2018. And so it is.